boy.
You're listening to Unit 9's fifth podcast.
As always, I'm Sam Barlow.
And I'm John Bell. And we're going to start things off this time with a treat for you.
Slash ridiculous intro.
Okay, ready? Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay.
And... Wum digga 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 wum digga
What? What? What?
What? you kind of want to ask for marks out of 10 for the intro. But also, just don't do that because it was a bit shit. But, great.
So, yeah. So that was quite a self-indulgent intro, wasn't it?
Yeah, but if you want that tune, you can buy it on Beatport.
and all other reputable internet
based
downloading.
I think you can probably download it for free as well.
Yeah,
if you're
probably
that way inclined.
Yeah, I already have 8 times. It was that good.
Yeah, but, I want to get the rights, the royalties from it. So if you could not do that, that'd be great.
Yeah, so further massaging our egos, after that we had a little dub we've put together of Black Mamba by Olivia Giacomotto and Don Acquaviva.
It was the Unit 9 dub.
The Unit 9 Clunge Hopping dub, actually, imaginatively titled.
Oh, big him up, Unit 9 Clunge Hopping dub and Unit 9.
That's it. No, that, you're going back to the intro there.
Wait. Not as a clunge hop.
Alright, after that, Sam, we had
Afrojack, Die Hard, which is Boomtings.
Well done. Boomtingaling.
Yeah, Jackie Afro self.
Yeah, has he actually got an Afro?
No, he hasn't. His name's not Jackie though.
All right, well there you go. Who'd have thought it?
I don't have 9 fingers.
And I'm no, not digits. Digits, not units. All right, I thought you were going somewhere else with that. Sorry.
Digit 9.
Alright, anyway, in the background now you can hear Ask the Right Question, which I've written down, but it's Ask the Right Questions by Neelix, the Deep Mix.
And then coming up next, we've got, is it, who wrote, is it?
It's Popper.
Oh, it's Popper. I said Proof. I was like, can I know this?
I don't know how to read this. I don't know if anyone else out there might. Maybe you could text in with the imaginary number that we haven't given you. Faces?
Faces, ugh.
Faces, ugh.
Maybe it's Face Itch.
Face Itch?
Face Itch.
Versace. anyway, we've talked a lot, so I think the tune after that is Miles Dyson iTunes, and yeah, we'll be back later.
Don't. Kick, 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 kick Johnson.
Yeah, so that was iTunes, followed by
Malfunction by Louis LaRoche.
And then next up we have
Subsonic, the Elite Force remix.
Which is where this podcast takes a little turn for the worse.
Subsonic Bass.
We'll be right back.
So I'm trying to figure out what it is that she wants forgiving for. Sam, you got any ideas?
Fisting herself in the bum with two hands, it's just not normal.
But was anyone there?
Cause then she pooed herself where her boyfriend tried to slip a digit in there.
Okay,
and so he didn't have a scat fetish. Unlucky.
Ooh. Oh god. That was not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
I guess that'll learn me for asking you questions on the mic, Sam. Actually, it's funny you sang that because you've reminded me. I was watching this documentary the other day about different
reminded
animals.
Reminded you what? Sorry, yeah, carry on, yeah.
About different animals and their poo. And this guy was inspecting this animal poops, and the lady presenter asked the guy what it's called, and he looked at her square in the eyes and went, "Scat." She's like, "Right, so this badger poo is called scat." Surely that's the same for anyone's poo. I've seen scat porn, and there's no badgers in that, I tell you.
Unit 9. Talking about badger scat porn.
Bye.
so we overrun a little bit with the horrific randomness previously.
Mildly irrelevant, but whatever. After Subsonic by Excision, we had Alpha Centauri by Noisia.
Which I think I left in for about 35 seconds before I managed to slam the Excision and Datsik remix in. We've got a lot of the same artists in this mix, but maybe that's just because they're making good music right now. After that was Document One, Forgive Me, which you may or may not have guessed. Followed by Document One again, Closer. What you can hear now is Stenchman Purple Cow, which to me, I genuinely feel like I've completed Streets of Rage on the Mega Drive or something.
You win. Is that from that?
You
being
win.
The gamer
is that
the
not Street
Rage,
Fighter?
Right?
Maybe?
Know. Whatever.
Whatever. Coming from John Bell, the authority on old school computer games.
Yeah. Following on from that, we've got Stenchman again.
Do you want to start again? Yeah.
Okay. It's my mic now.
Sorry.
Right, my time. Next we've got Stenchman.
John Bell is having me time on the mic.
I will slap you with this microphone in a minute. You think you're hard, but you're not, is the next tune.
Which will let speak for itself, because it is fucking wild.
We'll be right back. So that was Raw to the Floor by Calvatron, and
is that what it says? Raw to the Floor. I thought it said Raw to the Core. Or is that like an old
to the Floor?
Is that an old hardcore tune?
I'm not sure.
Raw to the Core. Raw to your Apple Core.
Yeah. By
Calvatron and
his mate QALVR, however you want to say that.
That's really offensive. I don't mean that. Neither does John.
No, it's fine. We don't mean it. But why can't you people start coming up with names that we can read? God, we are dyslexic. Coming up next, we have got Feed Me and Kill the Noise,
which is just sick. Feed Me's killing it out of nowhere, killing it. And Spore was always someone or a producer that I always liked. So it kind of makes sense that drum and bass and electro and blah, like,
because Spore is now Feed Me, is that right?
I think you're Feed Me.
Okay, so yeah, they made a tune called Muscle Rollers, which is next before
he.
Sam.
Not they. He.
Well, it's Feed Me and Kill the Noise, so it would be they, wouldn't it?
Oh, it's Kill the Noise.
Yeah,
someone?
It's they've collaborated.
So I will shut up then.
Yeah. So before we leave you with that, couple of things going on. We've been chatting to the guys over at Kane FM.
Which we've got, I'm sure half of you know, but I'm sure a lot of you won't, that we're doing a bi-weekly? Fortnightly?
Fortnightly.
Show there, which will be on Saturday lunchtimes from 1 till 3. Once that gets on air, which hopefully will be very soon, what else have we got going on?
Check out their website, by the way, if you want to keep up to date with their stuff. It's kanefm.com.
Which, it's very easy to use.
Yep, it is.
The next gig you can catch us at is up in...
Actually, it's in Revolution Bar in Milton Keynes,
which
I'm psyched about.
Yeah, I want to make some sort of loose woman reference, but I think we'll make that in the next podcast, having sampled said loose women.
Yeah.
But that's gonna be loads of fun.
So if you're in the area or not, just come on down.
Come on down. Make the trip. Milton Keynes, where you're probably gonna be hanging out anyway.
No, but seriously, come down. So yeah, usual stuff to facebook.com/unit9.
Unit 9!
And I think I'm going to do you all a favour and get Sam out of here.
Yeah, I'm up for that. I mean, it's fine.
It's good. We'll be right back.